As they entered the building, the doctor extended her hand and said, "I'm Tori King, by the way. I'm the clinic director. Reese Conlin, doctor." Reese took the offered hand, returning the firm grasp. "Can you tell me what you found when you arrived?" "I opened up at my usual time, 7 a.m., the doctor said, as she led Reese down a corridor to a room at the far end of the building that was apparently her office. A bookcase nearly covered one wall. Framed photos and diplomas covered the opposite one, and a broad, dark wood desk sat in front of a window which looked out on the dunes. "I didn't notice anything amiss until I opened exam room one." She grimaced slightly, adding in disgust, "You probably saw the mess for yourself when you searched the building."
"Yes."
Leaning her cane against the desk, Dr. King sat behind it and folded her hands on the scratched surface. They were steady, Reese noted. "I called the sheriff immediately, then I looked around."
"A brave but dangerous thing to do."
Reese's face revealed nothing of her thoughts.
"Did you see anyone walking on the road before you got here? Or a car? Anything that seemed out of place?"
"No, but then I wasn't looking for anything." Reese studied the woman carefully, noting the strong forearms exposed by the rolled-up sleeves of her white coat. Under that, she wore a simple deep blue polo shirt and pressed blue jeans. She appeared to be in her mid-30s and was lightly tanned, with a smattering of freckles on her cheeks that only added to her attractiveness. She had the well-toned look of an athlete, despite the cane at her side. Raising an eyebrow, Reese asked, "Your kayak out front?" Tori ran a hand absently through the short layers of her shoulder-length hair, shrugging slightly as she did so. "Yes," she expelled on a breath, and waited for the expression of disbelief that usually followed. Most people looked at her leg and assumed she couldn't manage anything physical. She had come to expect it, but it still angered her.
"Do you do that every day?"
Reese asked pointedly.
"Yes, why?"
Tori replied defensively.
"Because in a town this small, any local would know that," Reese responded evenly, giving no sign that she had heard the edge in the doctor's tone.
"And they would also know that the clinic was empty."
"Oh, I see,"
Tori murmured, feeling a little foolish at her own reaction.